بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا وإمامنا وحبيبنا وطب قلوبنا النبي الكريم الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم. أمسينا وأمسى الملك كله لله، والحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم ما أمسى بنا من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, inshallah, toward the end of the story of Adam. Today we had a guest, inshallah, for a short time. That's why our class today will be short. I will use one hadith to talk about how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always makes it clear when it comes to halal and haram. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it with Adam alayhi salam. He said, all what in the Jannah is yours, but do not approach that tree. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always clarifies things for His servants. And inshallah, next class will be the last part of the story of Adam, where I am going, inshallah ta'ala, to put the story in chronological order to give you the whole thing. We have talked about parts of the story, lessons of the story. But next week, inshallah, I'm going to talk about the whole story and how did it happen chronologically according to the ulama. So today, we are going to take the essential part in the story of Adam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, you know, halal is here and haram is limited, is there. Taking this idea with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-halalu bayyin, wal-haramu bayyin, wa baynahuma umurun mushtabahat, la ya'lamuhunna kathirun minan nas. Halal is clear and evident, haram is clear and evident, and between them, there are things that are mushtabahat, the gray area, things that are doubtful. The Prophet ﷺ says, لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. The majority of people don't know them. Which means that some people do know them. And these people are the scholars. The Prophet ﷺ continues saying, فَمَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبُهَاتِ فَقَدِ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ. Whosoever stays away from the gray area, from the doubtful matters, indeed has saved his deen and honor. Has protected his deen and honor. وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ. And whosoever falls into the doubtful matters already has fallen into the haram. Then the Prophet ﷺ gives a metaphor. كَالرَّاعِي يَرْعَى حَوْلَ الْحِمَى. Like the shepherd, he is pastoring his herd near the boundaries of a king. يُوشِكُ أَنْ يَقَعَ فِيهِ. He is almost going to fall into it. Then the Prophet ﷺ closes this beautiful hadith by saying, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَةٌ إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. The Prophet ﷺ concludes the hadith saying, certainly in the body there is an organ. If it is sound, then the entire body will be good and sound. And if it is not sound, then the entire body will be sick, and that organ is the heart. Now let's analyze this great and important hadith. Point number one, the ulama say that this hadith is one of the main hadith upon which Islam is built. The first hadith is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. The second hadith, the hadith of the bid'ah, whosoever invents anything in our matter, said the Prophet, it will be rejected, رَد. The third hadith is this hadith. الْحَلَالُ بَيِّنْ وَالْحَرَامُ بَيِّنْ وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبَهَاتٌ. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, the second point is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that the majority of the matters in Islam are clear. They are evident from the Quran and from the Sunnah. If we analyze carefully, if we ask the scholars, then we will be able to reach the conclusion. But between halal and haram, there is a doubtful area. The Prophet says, لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. The majority of people don't know them. So who knows them, Ya Rasulullah? The scholars. The Prophet ﷺ says after that, a very important statement. The statement is, وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ. Whosoever falls into the doubtful matters already has fallen into the haram. Which means, if a Muslim has the time and has the means to go to the scholars and ask about a doubtful matter and doesn't, he already has committed the first haram, which is falling into a doubtful matter without asking. Which means, my dear respected brothers and elders, young and elders, we have to ask the ulama. We have to be careful when it comes to the matters of our life. We consult with the ulama, we ask them. Now the ulama say, a person who has fallen into the doubtful matter could acquire one haram or two haram. If he or she goes to the doubtful area without asking, already has committed the haram. What is the haram? Going to a doubtful area without asking. Now we will see, if that doubtful area turned out to be haram, then this is the second haram that the Muslim has committed. But if it turned out to be mubah or halal, then he committed only one haram, which was going to a gray area without asking. Because the Prophet ﷺ in the statements says so. Whosoever falls into the doubtful area already has fallen into the haram. وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ. Then the Prophet ﷺ gives a beautiful picture. He says, imagine a pastor, you know, a shepherd. He is pastoring his herd around the area of a prohibited boundary. He is about to fall into that. What does that tell you? That the haram is the boundary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what the Prophet ﷺ says. Ala inna himallahi maharimu. The boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the haram, and these are the dangerous areas. We have to be careful. Now we must think, this is the halal, for example, and this is the haram. The doubtful area is in the middle. But I'm asking you now, is it exactly in the middle? Is it nearer to the haram, or is it nearer to the haram? Definitely the answer is, the doubtful area is near the haram. It is closer to the haram. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ is saying, whosoever falls into the doubtful matters has fallen into the haram. So if the haram is here, the doubtful area will be very next to it. That's why it is a dangerous area. The more taqwa we have, the more we'll go away and stay away from the doubtful matters and therefore from the haram. The shepherd is pasturing his herd next to the prohibited area of the king. And the prohibited area of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the haram areas. Now, I once gave a good example about taqwa and staying away from the gray area. Think about the highway. I call it taqwa every day on the highway. You see taqwa every day on the highway. How so? People are speeding over the speed limit. If the speed limit is 75 miles per hour, people are speeding at 80 and 85. But if they see from far away a police car, they automatically and subconsciously reduce the speed. But now most people don't reduce it to the speed limit. They don't reduce it to 75, although 75 is allowed. They go 50 or 55. Why? Because they are saying, I'm sure that the police cannot give me a ticket. Why? Because they are going to 50. So this is more or less the meaning of taqwa. Taqwa is to stay away more in the area of halal, away from the doubtful matters and the haram. Yes, the speed limit is 75, but as we grow more in taqwa, we reduce and stay away more and more into the area of halal, to make sure that shaitan will not take us to the limit close to the haram. The Prophet ﷺ is given a beautiful advice. He says, as a Muslim, as a believer, stays away from the doubtful matters, he will protect فَقَدْ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ. He will protect his deen and his honor. What does that mean? That when a Muslim is falling into the doubtful area, that doubtful area will eventually hurt the Muslim honor and deen. And the Prophet ﷺ wants us to protect that. Why is that? Because the reputation of a Muslim is very, very important. That's why ghiba, backbiting, is haram. Why? Because it hurts the dignity and the honor of the Muslim. That's why accusing someone with something false is a kabira in Islam. It's a major sin. Why? Because again, it hurts the honor of a Muslim. And if you recall, last time we quoted the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a khutbah, and he said to those who are following the faults of Muslims, he said, do not follow the faults of Muslims. Because whosoever does that, Allah will follow his faults and will make a scandal for him or her in his own house. Allah will bring fadiha, scandal, you know, will make it a show for them in their own houses. Now comes the beautiful ending of this hadith, that in the body there is a king, and the rest of the body is a servant to the king, and the king is the heart. Now the ulama asked a beautiful question about this hadith. Why the Prophet ﷺ ended this hadith with a statement about the heart? Many people quote this part about the heart, but few people know that this part of the hadith belongs to the hadith of halal and haram and the doubtful matters. Many people quote the statement about the heart, but few people know that this part belongs to this hadith that we are talking about. The reason the Prophet ﷺ talked about the heart and concluded the hadith with it is because when we go to doubtful matters and we ask the ulama, being these doubtful matters, surely we are going to have several opinions. MashaAllah, we have here medical doctors. Usually when a patient goes and consults with the doctors, what happens? The doctor gives him a consultation, an opinion. If he is not convinced, what would the patient do? He goes for a second opinion, and a third opinion, and a fourth opinion, especially if the matter has to do with, you know, an operation, for example, like heart surgery or, you know, something to that effect. So a Muslim should do the same thing. But now, which opinion should I follow? The easiest one? The one that is more convenient to me? The Prophet ﷺ says, no. You have to ask your heart which one is the closest to Allah's pleasure. That's how we use our heart. So we go ask the ulama. We have different opinions. I'm not convinced. I'm not going to look for the easiest and the simplest and the one that, you know, is convenient to me. No, I'm going to ask my heart, which one is the closest to Allah's pleasure? And that is the opinion that I must follow. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the story of Adam, made it clear that he will never leave his servants without guidance, without clarifying to us what is halal and what is haram. There are doubtful matters. We are going to ask the ulama before we go there. Unless it is an emergency and we don't have time. At that moment, I consult my heart. According to my best knowledge, what should I do? Because I don't have time. It's an emergency. But if I have time, I have to consult with the ulama. And then, if I'm not convinced, I seek another opinion, a third opinion, probably a fourth opinion. I should ask a alim whom I trust their knowledge and their deen. Then I ask my heart, which opinion should I follow? For that matter, we must have respect for our ulama. And we must have tolerance for each other's. Remember I told you once that some ulama, according to usul al-fiqh, the fundamentals of fiqh, the rules upon which fiqh is built, they differ than the usul. So when they apply one asil, one fundamental of fiqh, they conclude that something is a bid'ah. But another alim has a difference in that asl. So when he applies his asl, he concludes that the same matter is not a bid'ah. So as long as we ask ulama that we trust, whichever opinion we follow, alhamdulillah. But now as Muslims, we must respect each other. We must have tolerance for each other. What is bid'ah, according to my understanding, and the ulama that I have asked, could not be a bid'ah to another alim. And that's why, inshallah, we must increase in knowledge. And then we have to use our heart. And finally, respect is a must. Respect for the ulama and respect for our fellow Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to everything that He loves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread love in the ummah and respect. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa jazakum allahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.